Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen. This is The Rundown, and I'm here with our show producer, Justin Bull. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Erin.
So last week, you went to a pretty interesting and especially large event in Chicago, right?
Yeah, it was, you know, a perfect summer Chicago evening. And I am a big fan of this particular type of performance art. Mm. So, you know, I kind of had to just check it out. And I did bring a tape recorder to the event with me. So why don't we just, you know, go together?
All right, let's get it.
Okay, so I'm walking up to the salt shed, which is the old Morton Salt Factory that was converted into a music venue here a couple years ago. And what's happening tonight is it's an event they're calling the world's largest karaoke. So, yeah. Looking forward to seeing what's going on. Okay, I'm inside the salt shed. It's kind of the outdoor area. It's early still. The doors haven't officially opened yet, so it's just a few people around. But looks like some people are already doing karaoke, so let's see what's happening. I saw you singing up there. I'm with WBEZ. I was wondering if I could talk to you about it.
Of course.
Thank you. What's your name?
Zyda.
Zyda. And what compelled you to go up there and sing today?
I love karaoke. I'll do anything for karaoke. Really, I've been looking forward to this for like a month and a half.
Yeah, so this has been on your calendar?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I work here. I requested off for this.
Oh, you work here, too. Oh, okay. So are you like here to help amp up the crowd or something, or...?
No, I just signed up. I really wanted to sing. Yeah.
Here on your day off, even. What compelled you to pick that song?
Well, I picked Lover, You Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley, and I got up there, and they said, it's 7 minutes long, and we can only do 4.5 minutes. And so I picked my other go-to song, and then I fucking bombed it.
No, not at all.
Girl, I turned to them on stage, I said, I'm in the wrong key. And they said, you're fine. And I said, okay. And then I got like 2/3 of the way through the song, and I finally clicked, and I was like, okay. I'm never going to recover from this. I'm never going to recover. I'll die.
No, you killed it. You crushed it.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was great. She crushed it. She does work here, though. So let's hear from someone who does not work here and see why they're up here. Hey, man, my name is Justin. I'm with WBEZ. Can I ask you a couple questions?
Heck yeah.
Great job.
Thank you. This is a wonderful experience. I was like, I work here, so like this is a surreal experience to go from working to performing.
Awesome. Can I get your name?
Yeah, it's Breslin, B-R-E-5-L-I-N. I said B-R-E-5-L-I-N.
And it's an amazing event. Anything else you want to say about it?
If you're scared of karaoke, don't take it serious. That's the whole point. You're supposed to be bad. Like, just have fun.
Well, Breslin, very nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you. Yeah,
thanks for talking with me.
For sure. Till next time.
Okay, I got to find someone who's, someone who doesn't work here who's singing, you know?
First time ever.
What?
This is crazy. I've never done karaoke before.
This might be a bit. I got this feeling this guy's gonna totally kill it. Okay, so he's like jumping up and down, like he's got a routine. He's wearing like a modified camo outfit with like a hoodie even, but he's also wearing a pink cowboy hat, or a white cowboy hat with pink trim. It's, the showmanship is unreal here. Can I ask you about that performance? My name's Justin. I'm with WBEZ.
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, of course you can.
First off, I mean, it was perfect.
Thank you very much.
Was that really your first time doing karaoke?
No, of course not. I sing karaoke way more often than I'd like to admit.
I loved the bit. You had me going at the start.
Admittedly, like, I've said that every time I've gotten on a karaoke stage since the end of COVID.
And it gets the...
It never died.
And it gets the crowd going. Can you tell me about your outfit here?
I'm wearing a ghillie suit and like a pink pony club cowboy hat.
Looks great. So.
The security guard asked me what the outfit was about, and I said, I'm actually just weird.
Okay, I'm making my way through the crowd here. It's starting to get a little more packed. It's starting to fill up.
World's largest karaoke.
All right, so I'm backstage right now, and I'm about to talk to a few people that are making this event happen. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Mary. I do our alternative programming here at the Salt Shed.
Can you tell me, what is this event here? What's this called?
Yeah, so we're doing the world's largest karaoke. We're taking some liberties with that title, but, you know, we had over 8,000 people, you know, RSVP, so...
So it's 8,000 people are signed up for this?
Last I saw was over 8,200. Or wait, yeah, whatever.
So how does this work? Like, just people are showing up. Are they? It seems like they're writing their names down on paper. Is like, what's the system like here?
Yeah, so we're keeping it really like old school karaoke bar system. So you've got your name on paper.
With 8,000 people?
With 8,000 people. It's being shuttled back to me. I'm like hastily caffeinated, typing it into a computer to talk to the host on stage and like getting people on deck and running people through the stage, having this big event. We're probably going to have at least 50 singers tonight, so it should be really fun.
Well, I mean, it sounds a little messy, but
yeah,
it's
really fun chaos, and it's been a good time.
Well, thank you, Mary. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
Okay, so I'm looking at the sort of setup here. Slips of paper with people's names, the songs that they're choosing, and like their phone number, and they're all just like kind of lined up on this table here. Yeah, like that's the go. There's just like probably 50, actually there's a second table. So there's like 100 names just and songs just sitting on this table. This system is wild. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Matt Charlelio with The Empty Bottle.
And I'm told that you might be the reason this thing sort of happened. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, a culmination of a lot of things. The idea concept was Bruce Finkelman, my business partner.
And he's the founder of The Empty Bottle, is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, he brought the idea like, hey, let's, you know, work with Salt Shed and Empty Bottle as sort of this through line from the first, you know, music venue to the newest, biggest music venue, Salt Shed. You know, we were thinking about what we can do together. Obviously, we want to do something music-centric, but something weird and unique and fun that we can kind of break down the genre barriers that, you know, music sometimes has, and karaoke seemed like the best thing to do.
You're just picking them kind of like a normal karaoke bar would, right? So it's not like you're picking out the greatest singers or anything like that. It's just like this is, you're getting who you get.
Yeah, we're going in just like any other karaoke bar. We're trying not to have any repeats. Everybody wants to sing Chapel Roan, but... we can only have one. So, yeah, we're doing our best to, you know, keep it as organized as possible.
Yeah, Mary was telling me it's a little chaotic, but this being the first time.
Yeah, we're already thinking about ways we can make it a little smoother. But so far, nothing bad has happened, so I'm happy.
Okay, there's some people dancing just out in the crowd here. I'm going to go chat to them, see what they're doing here. What was your name?
Tracy.
Very nice to meet you. Did you put your name in today?
I did. I couldn't pass up this opportunity.
Can I ask what you put in?
I put in Natalie Imbruglia's Torn.
Oh, great track.
Absolutely. Great track. Classic.
Can I just ask you about what brought you here today?
Oh, I love karaoke. I love to sing. I go to karaoke with my friends, by myself. I think there's a misconception that people think that they can't sing, and I think everybody can sing. It just takes some practice and some confidence. So I encourage everybody to get out there and try karaoke.
And some courage, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, some courage.
My name is Julian.
Great. Well, nice to meet you, Julian. You put your name in there?
Oh, of course I did, yeah.
What song?
Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, hell yeah. That'll bring the house out.
I would hope so. Just the nerves are already kicking in, so.
You do karaoke a lot?
I do it quite often, yeah.
What's your go-to song?
Frank Sinatra.
Fly Me to the Moon?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, man, it is going to bring the house down there.
Here's hoping so.
Is there something about karaoke that, you know, does it say anything about humanity?
It definitely brings people together, and it's a nice way to see community, actually. I think that's really what karaoke is about. Friendship and vulnerability.
Friendship and vulnerability. Amen. Thank you very much, Julian.
Thank you so much, man.
Have a good one.
You too.
So that was the world's largest karaoke.
Okay, so how many people actually came? Like, did it feel like the world's largest karaoke?
Yeah, so I was emailing with Mary McKean from the Salt Shed, who you heard from after the event, and she said that all in all, they had over 3,000 people in attendance, around 3,100 people.
Okay.
So not the 8,000, 9,000 that they had registered, but, still a good amount of people.
Do you know what right now holds the Guinness Book of World Records largest karaoke?
I did look it up because, well, for one, Mary told me that they reached out to Guinness World Records just to see, like, oh, maybe we'll get a record here.
Uh-huh.
And they were looking to take the world's largest freeform karaoke record.
Okay.
But she said the Guinness team told them there would be a $16,000 licensing
Ooh.
Fee.
Okay.
So, they decided not to pursue that. She said that they were very happy being the unofficial world's largest karaoke. But then I did also just take a look at what Guinness World Records existed in the karaoke space.
Mm.
The longest karaoke marathon by a single individual, 101 hours, 59 minutes. That's like 4 days.
Singing, no sleep.
One guy.
Singing. One guy.
In Italy in 2011. Yeah. And then another one, longest marathon karaoke by multiple participants. So that's several people singing.
One after the other.
Yep. For 895 hours. That was in India in 2019. That's 37 days.
All right. That's a marathon.
That's a long time.
That would be a marathon.
And then the largest karaoke number of people singing at once, simultaneously. That was at Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee for a NASCAR event. 160,000 people singing Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Wow.
Yeah, that was in 2009.
And this was a karaoke event at a NASCAR
event. So yeah, I imagine I could probably pull up some YouTube footage of 160,000 people right here singing Garth Brooks. I imagine that's on the internet. But as for the format that the Salt Shed was going for, I didn't find anything in there.
Okay. So. I don't know that song, but I guess at least that many people know that song now.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So are they going to try to do this thing again anyway, even though they're not trying to get the official world record?
Salt Shed says they are going to do it again outside next summer, and they might even do it twice a year.
Okay. So is Justin Bull going to be on stage one of those times?
Man, maybe. I love karaoke. Karaoke's great.
How would you stylize your name, Justin, if you were to get interviewed by a producer after the show?
You know, I'm glad that I didn't run into, you know, the bizarro version of myself out there. I don't know, Justy Bull.
Yeah, you know what? That one is already a handle for you, so makes sense.
Yep, that's all I got. So,
all right, this is Rundown producer Justin Bull. Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you, Aaron.
Big thanks also to Mary McKean at The Salt Shed, Matt Charlelio at The Empty Bottle, and Breslin, as well as Zyda Vrymoot, Magic Ian Wisniewski, Tracy Litwin, and Julian Przynski for talking to us for this episode. And that's it for today. Justin and I produced The Rundown. Justin also engineered this episode. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you on Friday.